When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm Meg. I'm here with Emily, and this is a pop culture pop-in. Hey, Emily.
Hi. Big week we've had. Hey, Meg. I don't want to sound too dramatic. The only thing keeping me living is pop culture right now.
Wow. I mean, it is like, what, February 89th?
There's not much for me going on. But
there's not much in our lives.
Every week there's a new pop culture thing I could spend 20 minutes talking about.
What do you want to talk about first?
Tom Sandoval. Why not? It's today.
Let's do it.
It's the hottest news off the press. Let's do it.
Tom Sandoval, there's a piece about him in the New York Times today titled How Tom Sandoval Became the Most Hated Man in America, which is interesting and well-written, but also contains a quote from Tom Sandoval that I just cannot believe is something this man actually said. The writer's name is Holly, and she's writing this, and she says, "I asked Sandoval why he thought the scandal got so big. I'm not a pop culture historian, really," he said, "but I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way it's a little bit the same?"
Uh-huh.
Like, what's so fascinating about this is as he's saying it, he knows that it's a very flawed and problematic comparison, but then he doubles down and says, no, actually, it's apt. And they are kind of the same.
Yeah, I think there's so many fun things about this quote. The first one is the O.J. Simpson thing. I'm sorry, did you mean murder trial?
The murder of the woman?
Did you mean the murder of his ex-wife, the woman, the mother of his children? Sorry. I just want to make sure we were talking about the same thing, Tommy. That's insane. Comparing yourself to George Floyd. I mean, I think we don't even need to get into how deeply insane that is. Like, you, the decisions you made, Tom, the decisions you made with your dingling have no place in discourse about, like, police inequality and police
and race
and race. Like, they're two worlds. You're dingling and race. They are two things that should
We're
never.
We're gonna get another review about how we can't talk about sex like adults.
They are just two things that should never ever be met. You made your own decisions.
What's wild is that, you know, after the piece, or after this quote, she explains how Bravo like was like trying to do damage control. And it's like, who let him talk to a reporter in the first place? This man has not given a sane interview, maybe ever, but especially in the last year. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something crazy. He was crazy on Nick Vile's podcast, like cuckoo banana pants.
And not, he said that stuff, and he said it in front of what they deemed his PR.
His 23-year-old PR specialist.
Sure, she's 23, but she has a job title, and that he said this in front of her, which I'm like, to say it at all is absolutely unhinged. To say it in front of more than one person, like, the confidence of this man is unparalleled.
I mean, at the most flattering read you can have on this toward Tom Sandoval is that he thinks this was of the same cultural significance or seismology as the O.J. Simpson trial or the George Floyd murder. Like, that's just, that's delusional. That's complete delulu. At the worst, he really thinks that he's as important as George Floyd.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how to say this. You're not. There's the first one. Two, I kind of feel like you should be a pop culture historian. That's your whole job, bro. You should know your references. You work in the industry. And pop culture, to say pop culture and then follow it up with O.J. Simpson and George Floyd. I mean, Meg, that to me.
I mean, do La La Land at the Oscars. Do like the slap. Do something that's like at least in your realm, in your universe, like of the same level of importance.
Like the only reason I would ever say O.J. Simpson's was pop culture was because he was famous.
Yeah.
That's it. But like, it's the most bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. I've never needed proof that he was a narcissist, but I sure keep getting it, don't I?
Yeah. And I question the people who work for him, and maybe he's like a tough guy to work for and he doesn't know how to take a no. You would think they do like some interview prep. Like, these were pretty basic questions she was asking him that he should have answers to. Like, basic media training would help cover them. And he still gave one of the worst quotes of all time. Like, it's astonishing.
It is. And again, I think the writer, I think she did a good job. I really do. I think she did a great job. He's just deeply terrible.
Yeah, in a way that's like, so I've heard a lot of people talk about Vanderpump Rules and how there probably isn't a way forward. And the more this season goes on, the more I'm like, they might be right. Like, there's not a lot of people I'm cheering for on this show anymore. And like, I'm starting to feel like complicit, you know, like these people have sad lives and they're never going to be normal while I'm still watching their show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's the same. It just gets yuckier and yuckier. Tom does. And like, I heard Schwartz and Sandy's is like probably going to close down. And I'm like, good. Like, I wish him nothing. I wish him nothing. I don't wish him success. And watching his show is like, am I helping him be successful? Am I encouraging it? When really, I just think he should fade into oblivion.
Yeah.
Not only that, he said also, you went another terrible part, he said, I feel like I got more hate than Danny Masterson and he's a convicted rapist. And I'm just like, what world do you live in that you feel like you should say anything? I just think the man should stop talking. That's just my opinion.
I mean, is that like the bar? Like, yeah, I did a bad thing, but I'm not Danny Masterson. You know, like, that's not, you've completely missed why any of this matters to anyone. Like, oh.
1000%. That's exactly, like, he doesn't see past his own nose, and I wish him nothing.
Yeah. And I'm kind of like, man, we're still really giving him attention, aren't we? But I can't look away. It's really, there's this like insatiable need I have to just watch this circus play out.
Yeah, I'm with you. So Tom, most hated man in America. Do I think that's true? Yep. Do I think he deserves it? Absolutely. I would love to get a most hated man in the world.
Yeah, same. Wish you nothing, Tom Sandoval. So we have what looks to be a new Real Housewife of Salt Lake City. We had discussed this earlier that Bronwyn, whose last name I don't know, which is weird because I just am now realizing I don't know her last name, but she is a Salt Laker. And we had heard she had been presented a contract but did not sign. However, she was spotted shooting the promos the other day. So it looks like she had a change of heart and will be on the new season. Her Instagram is a ton of fun. She has some great looks. She is like, she goes to fashion, all the fashion weeks. She wears really fun designer obscure looks. I saw her at an event once and she had like a McDonald's fries bag. Like, she's fun. I think it's going to be a fun time to watch.
Yeah, no sarcasm. She is a very enjoyable human on Instagram. I think she's going to translate well to TV. I hope so. I don't want them to put her in bad situations. I just want her to be a good time. And I think she would. Her fashion, so unhinged sometimes, always, always expensive, always taking a risk. She looks great. She loves her dog. She seems to love her family. I really like her. I really enjoy her. I am rooting for her. I hope she does well. I really, truly do. I'm being very sincere. I have no red flags about her, and I hope she thrives.
Me too. When she was spotted filming this promo, she was wearing, you know, no pants are like the thing right now. Yep. She was wearing no pants, like yellow leotard and a yellow puffer jacket, which is, I couldn't do it, but I respect that she can.
Yep, same. I mean, most of her looks, I'm like, could never, but I love that someone is. She just feels fun and flirty and thriving, and I hope that's true. Could we also talk about how, I don't know, Meg makes a very great professional list every week about this, and I go off the deep end, so I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Meg and I already discussed this, but I'll tell all of you. I have a friend in Provo who has spotted Heather Gay filming last week. We're all a little nervous because she was filming a pickleball scene in the most suburban, middle-class suburban area Provo you could get. No tea, no shade. I live in one. But it's not glamorous, and it's not even a little fancy. It's a rotary park. It's literally a rotary park. So while we were so excited, my friend got pretty good images of it. All of us were like, how nervous are we that they're already filming at a rotary park for next season?
Like, are we grasping at straws here? Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel?
We're a little nervous. They said Heather was there with a man. It didn't seem like she was on a date, but she was dressed very cute.
Pickleball lesson?
They said they talked a lot. I'm like, what if it's a hinge date? That'd be kind of fun.
I would like to take pickleball lessons because I feel like 98% of invites I get these days are to pickleball, and I don't go because I have a fear of making an idiot out of myself. But if I could like get comfortable with pickleball, I could maybe start going.
I used to pickleball. I had a hot summer during the panty pickleballing. So I'm already moved past it, but it is really fun.
It's fun.
I talked to an orthopedic surgeon, though, that's like, pickleball is like the worst thing to happen to older Americans. They need to stop playing.
Because of their ankles?
Not good on your ankles.
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe that, too. Heather, I hope it goes well. My favorite note from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake spotting was from her husband, though, who said that cameraman was a real D-bag. He took up two spots in the parking lot.
Are you kidding me? Cancel the show.
That was the final note that I thought, only a husband.
Ugh, yeah. Well, no, that upsets me.
The Rotary Park took up the best. He said two of the best spots. And I'm like, tell me about this parking lot of the Rotary Park. That two of the best spots are this in demand.
Yeah, it must be a hop in Rotary Park. I hope, back to pickleball and the trainer, because now I can't stop thinking about it. I hope it was a lesson, and I hope they end up dating.
Oh. Yeah.
I hope he's a younger man. I hope this becomes like a kept man situation.
Oh, I would love that. I hope this is a season Heather finds love. And I mean that deeply from the bottom of my heart. I think it's what's next for Heather.
I hope so.
You need it. All right. Well, let's go. Are we want to talk about this, Madam Webb?
Let's talk about Madam Webb. Dying to see this. I've heard nothing but terrible things. But no one hates this movie more than Dakota Johnson, its star, hates this movie. She has not given a single good quote about this film. In fact, every quote she has given has been disparaging of it, of the reporter who asked the question, of her co-stars, of life itself. She hates this movie and this press tour. I love her so much.
I think she might hate everything.
I think she might. And what an energy to have.
Give us nothing.
There are quotes of her saying the final script was far different from the original script that she saw, and she doesn't think it's going to turn out well. She really shot back at a reporter who asked her about the viral clip that was something like, he was working with my mom when she was pregnant in the Amazon working with spiders. And she really stares him down and says, well, what's funny about that? And he can't come up with a good answer. And it made me want to die watching it, but it's also great.
Yeah, I feel like I'm beginning to realize no one can make you feel stupid like Dakota Johnson makes anybody.
Right.
She really makes people feel dumb.
I'm terrified of her.
Yeah, give it, again, I say give us nothing. The thing about Dakota Johnson is everyone's like, people don't get her. She's deeply sarcastic. And I think that's true. But I also do think there's a splash of miserable. I have two separate friends who have had real FaceTime with Dakota Johnson on numerous occasions.
Okay.
Both of them only have nice things to say.
Okay.
That fascinates me. And I followed up with one of them about this Madam Web stuff. And they were like, she just doesn't want to be there. Period. Like, that's it. Like, she's really nice, but she just obviously doesn't want to be doing this.
I don't blame her.
And for some reason, miserable. I liked her more. Yeah, I like that thought. But again, and both of these people have experience talking to other people, like celebrities. And they're like, they like her. They say nice things about her. So that interests me even more.
Same. Wishing all the best for Dakota Johnson. She did fire her talent management, so hopefully she has better roles coming up. We haven't covered the Super Bowl. We kind of need to cover the Super Bowl because it is like a big pop culture epicenter for the year. I'm sorry we're so late on this. How did you feel about Travis Kelce singing Viva Las Vegas?
Meg, I didn't like anything about Travis Kelce on the Super Bowl night, all right?
It was tough.
I don't like his attitude. I get it. Everyone's like, football's intense. The coach doesn't care. Okay, I care. I care. I don't like the way that man swung so far personality-wise. That anger to that Viva Las Vegas, that's unhinged.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. Very, you know the cameras are on you. Like, you know that everybody's watching you. And you still acted like that in both scenarios, by the way, pushing Coach Reed and doing Viva Las Vegas. Like, what in your mind said these are appropriate actions to do in front of America?
The problem is that I don't think his mind works like that. Like, I, in general, think Travis Kelce is likable. I liked him on SNL. I thought that American Girl skit was very funny. I think about it often. He seems dumb and likable. I listen to him in his brother's podcast sometimes. It's fun. They're fun. They're likable. The way that man, the multiple levels of personality that were unveiled that night, and I get it. I know you have to be intense to be a professional athlete. I know that. I know you do. I know you have to be very intense and very focused. I understand that. I understand feeling really angry. I don't understand not knowing where you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're in front of billions of people and your very famous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you feel like pushing a 70-year-old man is the move? Also, a Mormon man, Utah roots.
Put some respect on that mustache.
But also, like, I don't know. And I know he has a sordid history, you know, like he got kicked off his college football team. He had to transfer schools. Like, he's been through it, and I respect how hard he works. I think he might be kind of a jerk.
I mean, I feel like pretty often I hear about something that some guy did, and I will have met that guy once and found him super charming. But then when I hear that thing you did, I think, oh, I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting here.
Will I laugh at him on SNL again? Yeah, I could swing back. Right now, he's doing the most. And I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy feeling this uncomfortable. I don't know if you saw him at their Kansas City parade, which ended awfully. So I hate to even bring it up, this tiny blip of it. But he also was so drunk singing I Got Friends in Low Places. And yeah, have a great time. I mean, it's beyond sloppy.
Yeah.
He's just a little sloppy. And I think it's okay mostly, but you're also like a hugely public figure.
Yeah. And like every celebrity goes through this where like the public starts to turn, you know, and the best thing to do is just kind of like disappear for a minute, like figure it out, disappear. there's oversaturation. You need to just stay out of the spotlight for a bit. Take a beat.
I don't know. He's kind of in like that cloak of invisibility with Taylor that he might. I mean, it is kind of wild to me to see people already being like, it's intense. I'm like, yeah, of course it's intense. But I feel like we can all just agree, like, pushing an old guy is not great.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's how I feel. Tough night, whatever. Congrats or whatever.
Congrats, whatever. I watched the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon. They had SpongeBob and Patrick doing color commentary. I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, I was really bummed out I didn't get to do that. We're a pretty, like, serious football family. So, no jokes, no fun. It didn't end well for us. But so for me, thank heavens for Usher. He saved my whole night. My whole night would have been ruined if I didn't have the halftime show.
Yeah, I missed the halftime show. Tell me what you thought about Usher.
A halftime show?
I was in California. I was at Fashion Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. The smartest thing, the NFL has done some very smart things, and it pains me to say that because Roger Goodell is a crook. Making Taylor Swift a big deal, great move. Good job, guys. Making the halftime show for millennial women, genius. Genius move. Do you know who does not resent the Super Bowl at all anymore? Me. I freaking love that halftime show. I had the best time of my week that halftime show. I smiled for 8 solid minutes. Usher gave showmanship. Usher gave entertainment. Usher gave, I didn't come to play. He was the best time. He was the best time. And I know some people were like, he sweat a lot. The sound. I don't care. I don't care. The spectacle, he took off his shirt at just the right time. At just the right time, Meg. He keeps it unbelievably tight.
Do you think he's had a carb in the last 20 years?
It was worth it. And I eat a carb for breakfast every single morning. And I'm telling you right now, Usher, don't fall to it, because it was worth it for me that you do not eat carbs. He was phenomenal. At one point, I am every other mom in the world, where my 13-year-old was like, how do you know every word? I'm like, these are my confessions, was like, that was college. Yeah. I went back to being an 18-year-old girl. Wild free. I'm wearing a baby tee. I'm wearing very low rise jeans. I'm wearing those terrible slides from Urban Outfitters that were like netting. Do you remember?
Of and course. Had
those like dumb applique roses on them. I was back in that outfit at a Provo dance party.
I remember trying on a pair of skinny jeans at Urban Outfitters and thinking, this is it. Like, I have reached it. The mountaintop of looking good.
My first pair of skinny jeans was corduroys from Urban Outfitters. And perfect. I remember being like, I'll never get better than this.
We were right. Have we ever been better?
Never been better. I'll tell you who's never else never been better. Ludacris. Ludacris is aging backwards. He looked unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, he's on that ad. What ad is it? Is it like Allstate?
State Farm. This is Ludacris. Luda.
Yeah. Good for him. Get that coin.
My husband was on a plane with Little John last year, actually from a San Francisco 49ers game to, you know, anyway. So that was fun. And he said Little John was the best celebrity. He was perfectly personable.
Like, was he sitting in coach? That's going to really bum me out if he was sitting in coach.
He was in first class, but not to brag, my husband was in first class.
Oh, wow.
But they boarded at the same time. And he was like, I don't want to bother you. And Little John said, bother me.
Aww.
And then he was super fun.
I would not recognize Lil Jon, if I'm being honest.
He had a big security guard with him. And so that was the key that, like, he's famous.
Is Lil Jon Lil?
He is Lil. It confirmed Lil. Little. Great. Did you see the part, though, where Usher went under because Will.i.am from Black Eyed Peas was also there? Not a lot of people have been talking about him because he was not there for that long. But the best part was Usher came out in roller skates. And went under his legs. Meg,
I want to scream and shout and let it all out. Will.i.am was hot for a minute.
Yeah, he was, but he's not anymore. These are my confessions. This is what I thought I could say. I loved it. 10 out of 10. Recommend. Watch. No notes. Usher. Even the sweating, I was like, this man's working hard. I respect
it. Good for him. I do have a hard time with sweatiness on screen.
Very sweaty.
I get a little like, but Usher, I think I can handle it.
He did like three. He sweat through them. It's okay.
Random assortment of people in the Taylor Swift box I didn't realize her and Blake Lively were like that close.
Very good friends. I know this because I saw them with Ryan Reynolds. Don't you remember that iconic picture of Tom Hiddleston in Rhode Island with Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, and he has an I Heart Taylor Swift tank top on?
No.
It's ingrained in my head forever because it's the weirdest group of people in the weirdest outfits. Like, I think Tom Hiddleston taking that picture was like, I shouldn't be here. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't be here.
One of those moments in a relationship where you're like, oh, I'm literally on the outside looking in and this doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, that was very much the vibe, and they broke up pretty soon after. Tom Hiddleston could get it.
Where is he now?
He just finished Loki season 2.
Which right. He's Loki. I forgot.
He had a baby with his fiance, who's a mega babe. Good for them. Yeah, I think he's thriving, and I don't know why, but I root for him. He doesn't need me to, but I do.
Biggest news to come out of the Super Bowl for me personally was Beyonce doing a country album. So truly good. Shocked.
And it's good. Why? She's from Houston.
I know, but like, I don't, she just always, that's her skill. Well, one of her many skills is she's always taking me by surprise, you know?
Yeah, I agree. She is. She's such a professional. And I mean that in the best way. Like, that hilarious commercial with Tony Hale and the making a joke about the country album, and they're like, oh no, it's real. It's real.
I didn't see it. I need to go back and watch everything. But next, I did
wait and still not caught up.
I saw the one, you know, where the car and they're driving down and then there's Beyonce on the billboard and Texas Hold'em is playing. It's good. It's a good song.
Good song. It's a good song. I've been listening to it and I've been enjoying it. And I don't enjoy country.
Neither do I.
About Beyonce. Like, I don't enjoy country even after the Tracy Chapman. I still won't listen to his other version. I just don't enjoy it. It's not for me. If it's for you, that's great. It's not for me. Beyonce makes me think I could get into this album.
Same. It's fun. It's wild. It's wild what she can do.
Casey Musgraves did it a little for me, where I'm like, I could get a little into country. But well,
like the chicks back in the day, you know, I was like, goodbye, Earl. I got it.
Remember though when Beyonce did a chick CMA? You know, she did a, this was all the news after the country album came out about how country stars just like are not cool about Beyonce. And I'm like, what's their point of reference for this? And it was because she did a CMA performance with the chicks. And there were some like Kenny Chesney was like stone cold chill. Like his face was, he was not into it.
Ew.
A lot of them were not into it. You should watch it because that's a great performance. She sounds so good with the chicks, but it was also fascinating to see people in the crowd, how they're reacting. If I remember right, Tim McGraw had a good reaction and that thrilled me.
Well, he seems like a nice guy. Hope he and Faith are happy.
I have absolutely no problems with Tim McGraw, and I don't want to.
Right. Don't tell me anything bad about him if there is something. No,
I don't want it.
I can't handle any more disappointment.
Agreed. So what else did you like about it?
About Beyonce or about the Super Bowl? Well, for the last quarter and overtime that I saw on Nickelodeon, it was a good game. Like, I'm not a football connoisseur normally, but like, I was riveted.
Yeah, okay. We're a 49er household.
I know, and I'm so sorry.
I have the most, he's a very nice husband. He's very even keeled. I like to call him Steady Eddie. He did not talk for one solid day. It was 24 solid hours. He texted. But there was no words coming out of his mouth. And it was tough for him. But you know, it was exciting. I'll give the people that. Who was the blonde Bob? Who was blonde Bob? Who was she?
According to Who Weekly, my favorite podcast, she is a childhood friend of Emma Stone, who is good friends with Taylor Swift. Emma introduced the two.
How do you become friends with Taylor Swift as an adult?
I don't know, but her she Bob, did it.
I don't know you, girl. You should always be in a Bob.
She looks great.
You're the reason Bobs exist.
Yeah, she looks really good. Happy for her. I think her name's Ashley.
She looked very good, looked very cool. I was really into her jewelry. I was interested in her. Did you see the Beavers?
I did not.
They were there.
How'd they look?
They looked good. They were in a suite. They were in chairs. Wow. There was a lot of talk about Justin was supposed to join Usher on stage, you know, but.
And he didn't.
Didn't. I was okay with it. It was perfect. It was perfect. No notes. No notes for Usher.
Sometimes I just don't want to work, you know? Like, if I'm Justin Bieber, I'm like, I don't want to do that today.
I feel like he felt like, I'm going to have to sweat a lot, and I'm not up for it.
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
So did you watch any commercials?
Not really. No, I know. I need to catch up, but I heard about the Dunkin's commercial.
I loved it. The Dunkin's commercial, I've been seeing, I love when companies do this in case anyone cares. I love when they start dropping breadcrumbs on other social platforms. And I had been seeing these Duncan Ben Affleck TikToks. And I was already like, what is happening? And I want to watch. And I was already getting in. I was already getting in because he kept saying, I'll show you the Boston Massacre. And that was so funny to me. I was like, I do not know what's coming, but I'm in. And then the commercial was so funny. The long form commercial is very funny. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are sincerely great actors.
Yeah.
It's fun to see them do great acting in a Duncan commercial.
Yeah. I mean, they've made a career of it and good for them. I'm going to go back and watch. I'll report next week because I need to watch all the commercials.
Keep us informed. Let us know. One final thought. If anyone wants to talk to me about it, Love is Blind.
No, I was just going to say, let's talk about Love is Blind on the bonus feed next week.
I watched one episode twice to make my husband watch it, so I had someone to talk to.
What episode am I on? Things are not looking good for Jimmy and what's-her-face, Chelsea, is where I am. Let's see. I am on episode. Why doesn't it just tell me right when I open it? Hold on.
You could just start describing what happened.
It was when they all met each other after, like, the first party where they all gathered together. And Jimmy's talking to AD, and Chelsea does not like that.
No, I wouldn't either. I didn't love last season. I'm just going to level with everyone. I think Love is Blind can be wildly entertaining. Last season wasn't for me. I didn't enjoy it. There was no one I could root for. I'm very much loving this season. It's wild out there.
I just finished episode 6, so.
Oh, so Meg, you're all caught up on the first set.
Tomorrow, I am?
Next block. Yep, you're all caught up.
They're releasing them one at a time?
Oh, no, blocks of 6. You got block of 6.
Oh, okay, phew. Okay.
But it goes until, like, I think March 13th.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Right now, prediction right off the top. I think Johnny and Amy are the only couple that's going to make it.
I do love them.
He's the golden retriever.
They're adorable.
They seem normal already. Do you know what I mean? They seem like they're in a normal relationship already. Yeah. So I think they're the only ones I love Kenneth and Brittany. Love them. I don't know if they're going to make it. I don't know if Jesus is enough to keep them together.
It's been enough for a lot of people. We'll save our thoughts. We'll talk about the bonus feed next week after we watch the other four.
I can't wait.
It's really, you're right. It is really good this season. Check out the bonus feed episode we just did. We talked with Lindsay about This Is Me Now, J-Lo's visual album, I guess.
Greatest love story ever is the subtitle.
We gotta go. We're both yawning. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.